headline at abcnews.com. Online dating can be dangerous.
What?
Yeah. Shocking. Like there's this one guy who said that he was a doctor, an astronaut, and even a spy. And he managed to basically use that to date rape several different women. So that's nice. And this one, a man she met on a Christian dating website was seeing 60 other women from 25 different websites.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But so what's the thought process there? Like, oh, it's a Christian dating website. That's got to be safe. On the other hand, the guy, well, that's a Christian dating website. Those girls have to be trusting. Right?
Yeah.
It's no different than the real world. You know, as much as people complain about online dating and everything, how many times have you been around somebody, even one of your friends, and you've heard them lying about themselves? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a financial advisor for a Fortune 500 company. And you're like, what? Dude, you sacked my groceries earlier. You did not. Seriously, you know, they're out there. They're just, you just have to take the same precautions as you would anywhere else. Pretending to be a doctor, an astronaut.
Yeah.
And a spy. Don't just kind of raise red flags initially.
I'm pretty sure an astronaut doesn't have to go to a dating website.
Probably not. Or what about a spy, right? Oh, I'm a spy. Really covert. I go around telling people that I'm a spy all the time.
They never expect it.
And this woman here, I just didn't see myself as being naive, but apparently I am just a little.
Duh.
Well, yeah, no kidding. I really thought he was a spy. You know? Usually people, spy. If you're a spy, you probably mention that on the first date, right? What do you do for a living? I'm a spy. Do you have a cover job or something?
Yeah, like, I'm a computer programmer.
Yeah. For some made-up company name or whatever, and then you're good to go.
I work for a radio station.
Yeah. Nobody listens to it, so there's no danger there, right?
Mm-hmm.